Another exclusive live session with the Hype Magazine.
You need to stop what you're doing. Pay attention.
World famous
Hype Magazine. Going down right now.
Hey, what's good, everybody, and welcome to another live session with the Hype Magazine. And today, we got a Midwest monster, my man, Stevie Stone.
Yes, sir, what's good, family?
That's all good, fam, it's all good. Man, 2015 came on the scene, blew it out the water, we're running, and I'm so epic with Peter Morgan on Malta. That was the Malta Bend.
Yes, sir.
That was like my first experience with you. You're a St. Louis native. You locked in with Strange Music. This is your fourth studio album. I think fourth album, right, under Strange. And
fourth studio album of Strange. Yes, sir.
Okay. And this time you did something a little different. You went out to L.A. and you hooked up with my man Scott Storch for this Level Up LP. And the current single is called Whipping Up. Talk to me about the piece, man.
Well, it was actually featured one of Scott Storch's guys named DB, which is a talented writer, talented artist out there in Cali. And, I wanted to have fun on this album, you know what I'm saying? Martha Bean was a little more serious tone. And like you said, I did something different. We went out there and in Cali, it just worked. You know what I'm saying? That's where I started out. So I kind of left the comfort zone from leaving Missouri and going out there. But it was super dope and super inspirational to work with a part producer I got to him with Scott. Of course, of everything that he brings to the table and as talented he is, it was dope. You know what I mean? So I was in his switching house. I was there for about like 2 days just working. Working straight all day, all night, you know what I'm saying? So we got a couple of them on this album, you know what I mean?
I know when we talked earlier, you out in New York being bombarded and overrun. You were talking about the joint with 808 Mafia. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I got a chance to work with Perps. It's Perps, 808 Mafia, when I went out there. Super talented producer. Actually, today, I believe that they dropped the video. The video is going to be coming out any second now. So, man.
Oh, that's dope. It's grooving. I absolutely can't wait. Man, talk to me about, like, your travel from the streets to the suites, so to speak.
Say it again.
I said, talk to me about your growth from the streets to the suites, so to speak. You know what I mean? From the streets of St. Louis to now, what is this, Compound Number 5, Strange Music, to being able to globe trot and have people want to make music for you and with you. You know what I mean? Talk to me about the excitement of that growth.
Definitely growth, you know, and it started in Columbia, Missouri. That's where I was actually born at. Actually, it was a little town, college town, right in between St. Louis and Kansas City called Columbia, Missouri.
So outside of Jeff City. Mm-hmm.
Right, that's where it really started at, and it was just a dream, you know what I mean? And I ended up getting the opportunity to get a production. I started going to St. Louis and recording a lot. And I ended up getting a production deal up there. And, you know, it was always about the work ethic. You know what I mean? I'm a studio, love the studio, love making music, and love to do it. So that's what we always just did, just sit there and work. And I find out when you stay grounded, you stay hungry, and you work hard, the reward comes, you know, and it comes when you least expect it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what happened with me. My first deal was like, I don't know, 6 months out when I moved up there. You know what I mean? And I was with Ruthless Records. You know what I'm saying? Then just continue to go and just continue to go. And, you know, here we are, you know what I'm saying, today. 5 total albums in, about to be in 4 under Strange Music. You know what I'm saying? So it's a beautiful thing. I got the same mentality. Just keep working. work, mm-hmm. work, hard work, dedication, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying, with that type of attitude, it's going to continue to go up, you know. That's what I said.
Man, I do, you know what? I do remember that you ran with Ruthless. That was years ago. I think at the beginning of my career in media, you were rocking with Ruthless and Lazy, and them were just getting ready to, like, do something else. They were having, you know, they were going independent, more independent, I should say. And so, yeah, I remember, yeah, that was, but I never really paid attention until Run It. So I lost out on a lot of your early career and your development. So what do you think was the most pivotal moment for you? Was it moving from the Midwest or moving from LA to the Midwest? You know,
so I didn't live in LA. At that point in time, I was living in St. Louis, recording in St. Louis. I was just signed to the label out there, though. The most pivotal moment, though, to answer your question, to start everything out, yeah, it was moving. It was moving from Columbia to St. Louis, you know what I mean? That's when things really start to go. And I started becoming, you know what I'm saying, finding my own during that time because I was in the studio every day, all day. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we get to the studio at 6 in the morning. I'd go to sleep at the studio at 6 in the morning, wake up at 9, brush my teeth, wash my face, and keep going, you know what I'm saying? Then leave 6 that evening, you know what I'm saying? So it was that right there to where I was able to find myself as an artist and nurture. And, you know what I'm saying, and continue to get better at what we're doing, you know what I mean? So I think the most pivotal was, getting up and going. And then I feel that it was when I signed with Strange Music, you know what I'm saying? Because when I signed with Strange Music, it was work, you know what I'm saying, which I love to do anyway. And putting out projects and staying on the road, you know what I mean? And that's the whole thing about being consistent out here and putting out projects and getting on this road and meeting these people. So once I signed with Strange Music, that's what it was about, content, getting out on the road, getting these people, spread the, you know what I'm saying, spread it. So that right there, and we're still growing that right now, you know what I mean? You know, and then even to now, to going outside the comfort zone and getting out there in L.A. and working with all these dope producers, and everything, that's another level, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just like, it just keeps going, you know?
So it's still an adventure for you. Making music seems like it's still an adventure for you. You're still discovering new things. And I think you said, you know, you're just now really discovering your lane and how to move in it.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like you said, finding yourself, you know, you get out here with music is it's therapy. So you get out there, you try different things and everything like that, you know. And it's like me, when I get in the studio, I just like to work, and then we'll judge it later, you know what I'm saying? And you find, you know what I'm saying, more boundaries or no boundaries. And that's how I like to feel. There's no ceiling, there's no box. You know what I'm saying? I can go far left or far right, but I'm understanding where I'm supposed to be at. I'm understanding what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm understanding what my people want me to, you know what I'm saying, what they want to hear and what I feel and I'm loving and everything like that. You know what I mean? So that's what I mean when I said understanding my lane.
And you know what I think is really key? I had a conversation with Matthew Knowles. And one of the chapters in his latest book was the talk to do ratio. And so what you're talking about is less talking, more doing. Get in there and work and throw it in there, throw it in the pot, and then we're gonna go back and review it later and see what needs to be tweaked.
Yeah.
But we forget. I mean, at my age, I'm an old guy, so if I don't write things down immediately, I forget. As a creative person. I'm sure that your mind is going like 90 going north every minute.
So
it's really important for you to unload that stuff and offload it before you forget it and something else takes its place.
Definitely. I agree, you know what I'm saying? Creatively, mind keeps on going. So definitely lots of notes, lots of voice memos, lots of all those types of things so you don't forget, you know. You can write something down right now and then a month later you say something else, but it clicks, you know what I'm saying? It's all about feeling instincts also, you know.
What are those lifesavers for you on the road? Since you're so mentally active, technology wise, what are those lifesavers? You just strictly phones, or you got digital recorders too, or how do you work that out?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
I was asking you your technology must haves. You're saying that you're doing a lot of voice memos and things. Are you using anything special or just your phone and you just
cell phone, you know what I'm saying? Must have. Mm-hmm. My Beats by Dre earphones, definitely must mm-hmm. have. MacBook, you know what I'm saying? That's another must have. Right there, you give me that, I can work, you know what I'm saying? I can do everything as far as getting my beats and
mm-hmm.
as long as I got the internet, you know.
Hey, yes, shout out to Beat. That bottom in them beats is something else, man. There's
yes,
no bottom.
Yes,
I know you've used everything. I've used Sennheiser. I've got the Cardin Harmon, and the beats just whoop their tails every time on that bottom.
They do the bottom of the low end. That's what I love too.
Mm-hmm.
I got to feel that low end. You know that low end is. It's the pulse, so it touches the low end, mm-hmm. touch your soul, and it gives you that stank face. That's what I need to hear.
That stank. Yeah. When they hear you go, Stevie Stone, I was like, oh, here we go. That's that voice.
Oh, yeah.
And you match really well with that bottom, so I like that gravelly.
Yes, sir.
But talk to me, man, this new single, Whipping Up, like, that's a complete. Not complete opposite, but it is definitely a different flavor for Stone. It's smooth, playlistic.
Yeah, sing along, you know what I'm saying? Something different. I think it's super current, you know what I'm saying? I think it's definitely something different than I've done before, you know what I'm saying? But that's what it's all about, growing, you know what I'm saying? Trying new things, you know what I'm saying? I just didn't question it. And when mm-hmm. we did it, everybody loves it, you know, so including myself. So mm-hmm. I went out to L.A., you know, working with Scott. And that was one of Scott's productions. DB did a hook. I came mm-hmm. through, like, a couple of verses out. There you have it, Whipping Up, you know what I'm saying? We taking it back to the streets, you know what I'm saying? And, man.
I like it. I like it's bragging. It's like you can't take it with you, so let's just go on and live it up. We're going to work hard, play hard. And I think a lot of people forget that it's okay to work hard, but you got to play hard too. And
yeah, man. Have fun. Have fun.
It's a party. So you recently you've been out on the tour. How's the tour going? I mean, it's sold out everywhere, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. We're still on it right now. Tonight we're in Cleveland. I think it was like 64 shows in 74 days or 68 shows in 74 days, something like that. We're at the last stretch of those less than 20 shows. Strictly Strange 2017, Tech Nine, myself, Seth Crew, Brother Lynch, Chris Calico, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's going, you know what I'm saying? City to city, spreading the word, you know what I mean? Promoting this new album.
Mm-hmm.
Been promoting the Dominion album as well, and so we've been out here getting it, man, working.
It's a whole crew. I like the way you guys move. It's a crew thing. If it's out under Strange, we are all talking about it. So that is, that's pretty amazing. I know that early on I had taken a couple of questions. So if you don't mind, I got a fan question.
Okay.
From a fan out of Topeka, Kansas. Her name is Tiffany Carter. And she wanted to know what would you say your recipe is to make a great hit? What puts you in the zone? How does Stephen Williams become Stevie Stone on the beat?
Well, just to let you know, Stone, that's the nickname. It came from when I was young, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as creatively, musically, I'm getting lost in the music. From first feeling the beat, feeling the production, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times I get the production first. I mean, I come up with ideas too, and then we go too, but a lot of times I get the production first. And then right after that, it's like isolating myself and listening to it and becoming one with the beat, you know what I'm saying? Getting lost in what that sound, what we're doing. Sometimes it comes like that. Sometimes it may take, you know what I'm saying, a couple hours to get it done. This album, everything came like that, you know what I mean? I didn't second guess anything. I just let the music move. So, you know what I'm saying, let the music move us. And so that's what it is, just getting lost in what I'm doing, getting lost in the production. Close my eyes, you know what I'm saying, to get lost in it and let the music write itself. A lot of the time, that's what I say.
So do you start now when you start listening to a beat, are you listening from bottom up or are you listening from treble down?
You talking about sonically?
Like
the sound?
Mm-hmm.
Everything together. You know what I'm saying? Everything together. I can't separate them, you know, bottom up or treble down. It's just like the whole piece. The whole composition, what does it feel like? Feel is very important to me, you know what I'm saying? Not only what it sounds like, but what it feels like. What does it do to my body? What does it do to my soul? Music touches your soul, you know what I'm saying? So once that happens and it's touched my soul, then that's the recipe, you know what I'm saying? Feeling the music.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have to concur with that. If the bass, if the bottom is vibrating my chest, it's got my attention now. And then the rest of it. And then we can talk about the melodic harmony and all that good stuff. To me,
that's important too, because you know I'm still, you know, a lot of my records they still have some type of melodic in it, even if it's. You know, like the new joint, Options from Purpose, 808 Mafia. It's hard hitting. It's bass. That bottom is boom, boom, but it's still melody in there. You know what I'm saying? There's always melody with rhyme and with percussion, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I say it's all together. But if that low end's popping, you definitely got my attention. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, hey, I tell them I'm yours to lose after the bottom hit. I think my favorite bottom producer, of course, is the legendary DJ Quick. Nobody rocks the bottom like him from way back when, from the West Coast, you know what I mean? That Trump rattler. I call him.
Yeah, man.
It was amazing.
He's definitely on the list of one that works with DJ Quick. You know what I mean? Timbaland is another guy that he be making his own bottoms and everything. You know what I'm saying? Timbaland's another guy. There's a lot of producers out there that I want to work with. Definitely DJ Quick, Timbaland. You know what I mean?
Well, you definitely got one with this new Scott Storch joint. You know, it's a Stevie Stone joint. Let me get that right for everybody. This is a Stevie Stone joint. Scott Storch brought in some hella added value sonically, and it's a change. And I love it that, you know, you have the intestinal fortitude and security of self to go ahead and step out your comfort zone, like you said. You know, some folks want to be stuck being too hard for themselves, and they lose out on blessings. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm not going to eat plain broccoli, but if you put some cheese on it, I'm going to eat that. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, definitely. And that's what I'm saying, like stepping out. You never know, you know, no guts, no glory, you know what I'm saying? You got to get out there and try things and do things. And and go places. You never know what's gonna happen when you do it. You can make the best music of your life by just that one decision. You feel me? So it's like, it only takes one record too. So it's like, you know, grind hard, work hard, grind hard. Everything else will come.
Bro, are you still? I'm taking it by this conversation there that you're still able to listen to music just for fun. Just because you want something, you looking for something to just make you rock out and just go. Or it hasn't been ruined for you. The experience of music hasn't been ruined for you.
Listening to music? Nah, never that. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in the music. You know what I'm saying? So music's everything. Music is pulse. You know, I'm going to always listen to music, always feel music, always create music. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, definitely a fan of a lot of guys out here, too, you know what I'm saying? So I listen to what's going on, in tune to what's going on, both underground and mainstream, you know what I mean? And everything in between. So, you know, music's everything. Man. Music is
the breath of life.
Same language. It's the same language, a universal language. With all colors, with all creeds, with all cultures, with all, it doesn't matter. It's a universal language. That's what brings people together is music.
Right. So this joint Paradise, bro, you pulled out one of the real, real, real West Coast OGs with Fred Rapp, man.
Yes.
On the track. Oh, my God.
Yes.
How did you find him, first of all? Bro, been in the cave for like the last 30 years, but the genius has been hiding out.
My A&R, Mark Breezy, brought him to the table. And when I heard Paradise, I was just like, whoa, so big, so big. And the young lady that was singing on the hook, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's Paradise. I mean, my take on the record, what I wrote the record is, you can't get caught up in the glitz and the glamour of the industry. It can be somebody's paradise, but it can also be hell if you get caught up and you grind. You know what I'm saying? If your motives ain't right and everything's not right, you can get sucked up in it too. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? It could be paradise or it could be hell. It's what you make. You know what I mean? And it's storytelling. It's storytelling. I wanted to tell a story and just talk. You know what I'm saying? That's more of a just a talking record and tell a story. First verse, I'm talking about how it's paradise. And then second verse, I said second scheme gets wicked. It's the hell. If you're not doing the right thing, then that's what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So it's two different perspectives on each verse and a beautiful hook with a crazy big beat, sound. You know what I'm saying? I love that record. Super proud of that record. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm looking forward to getting the entire album and getting an opportunity just to get into some Stevie Stone, man. I love Seth's crew. I found them like a couple of years ago, but like really, 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 really for me. And shout out to Tech, because without Tech, nobody else would have the Tech and Travis. Nobody else, a lot of people wouldn't have the opportunity to work and feed their families and to show their art. You know what I mean? That's huge. He took a whole region. They took a whole region on their back, and I salute that. I'm into some Stevie Stone lyrically, and you know what you bring into hip hop too. Because even though you're more diverse, you have more layers than hip hop. But the fact that you're sticking to the pillars, you know, the storytelling, the truth saying. And the overstanding, because you're presenting some overstanding, even though, you know, you got folks breaking their neck, and that's really important. And how, I guess, being in the situation you're in now, I mean, you have the power to stay true to that without any pressure to change.
Definitely. I mean, I'm just staying true to myself. Staying true to everything, of what I morals is everything. I was brought up, you know what I'm saying. you know, I'm not easy influenced to do something. You know, I have my mind made up. It's about feel. It's about what's inside. You know what I'm saying? And that's been there for, you know what I'm saying, the conviction and the passion. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, like, there's definitely headbangers, but then there's definitely where it's like motivation, ambition. You know what I'm saying?
The interesting.
That's always going to be there. That's always going to be there with me also.
It's awesome. So, brother, is there anything that you wanted to cover that I may have missed thus far?
Man, it's been a beautiful conversation, man. I mean,
thank you.
We've been touching on a lot of different things, you know. Level Up June 2nd, you know, they can pre-order it. StrangeMusicInc.net, you know what I'm saying? My socials, Stevie Stone on IG, Stevie Stone 09 on Twitter, Stevie Stone Facebook, of course. And, man, we just working. To the listeners, the upper listening, I would say you can do, the sky's the limit for anybody out here. You know, you're going to get out, you're going to get back what you put in. And it may not come in a quick of a thing, quick of a snap of a finger, but nothing worth having comes like that. And when it does come, it's going to come when you least expect it. So do you just work hard, stay true, stay grounded, keep day ones around you, and you go. You know what I'm saying? You stay focused, you know, have a plan, you know, focus and strategize.
There you go. Yo, man, Stevie Stone, you know, Level Up album is due out June 2nd. The killer single whipping up right now. Scott Storch got his hands on that. I'm shouting out Fred Rec for Paradise, because that was a wee for real.
That was
something else. But also, you know, coming up here real shortly, like May 25th, he's in the Shy performing, and then you're gonna be at home, St. Louis, on May 26th. What are you most looking forward to? You know, as part of the Tech N9ne Strictly Strange tour. I mean, you've been running around here for 4 years, rocking with them, but this time, you know, fourth album, what are you most looking forward to as you make your way home to your hometown?
I'm just excited to see family, you know what I'm saying, kids, loved ones. Excited to get in front of the town, the city, and put on, you know what I mean? We've been doing it all the way across the world for almost 70 years. Over 70 days, and you know, it's always good to go home and have all your loved ones and everything. You know what I mean? When we gone straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So just to get back, put on, see all my family, my kids, my loved ones, you know what I'm saying? My mother, I miss Mother's Day, so I can't wait to get back and see my mom and, you know, everything. You feel me?
It's like
All of those things, bro.
All right. So the Hype Magazine signature question is, last but not least, what has been your craziest, where they do that at moment in your career thus far?
Great question. You mean like musically, or you mean on the road?
It could be on the road. I don't want you to put anybody on blast because we don't do gossip, but just something that just made you go, what the, what, where did you do that at? You know, just anything, just one thing. It might, some, you know, Nick Cannon had like three. He had been holding on to so long, but I'm just asking for one of them crazy moments that you just go, wow.
Okay, I'll tell you this. I've said it before, but there's one time we was like in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Tech, during his set, he got this part where it's called Ariola, a song called Ariola. So he puts all the girls up on, he'll bring some girls up on stage, girls get on their dude's shoulders and they flash, you know what I'm saying, they flash their titties or whatever. And there was this one little girl that got up on the stage, and as the song was going, she started pushing her titties, and milk started flying into the crowd. That is the craziest shit that I've ever seen in my life. That was my definitely. Where did they do that at? You know what I'm saying?
You say it's water time. She said milk time. Got milk?
Milk time. Milk. I'm talking about the fans. First they had their hands up, but then when they realized what it is, everybody started covering up. Oh, man, it was... I was on the side of the stage, and I was, like, on the side of the stage, out in the crowd, watching it from the outside. I was, like, to watch Tech show out as a fan, because I'm a fan also. So I'm out there, and good thing that I wasn't that close, you know, so I was off to the side, so she didn't get me. But, man, my mouth was just, like, wide open. I couldn't believe it.
It beats panties on the stage all day.
You said what?
I said, that beats panties on the stage all day. That one right there. That was.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty
wild.
They
do that, too. They throw bras and panties and stuff like that on the stage all the time. But that's almost normal now. It's like that right there, I've seen that once, and I've never seen it again.
That was unique. Okay.
That's my where they do that at moment.
That's awesome, man. Man, I want to wish you much continued success. I'm looking forward to seeing you live. I'm going to try to drop through on May 26th, man. I'm down there in St. Louis.
Definitely, man.
Wishing you much continued success. We're definitely looking forward to the formal release of the Level Up album June 2nd. Y'all go out there and pre-order that. I'm sure that it's ready right now. Go to StrangeVIP.com, www.StrangeVIP.com, and you can find all the remaining dates. You can find pre-sale VIP access to this man. Real good. I was listening to you again in New York on the phone, and he talks to everybody. You guys come out, support this cat. He's a real down-to-earth artist. He's got something to say. He's a father. He's a creator, and he's a brilliant mind, and I'm a fan. I'm 54 and I'm a fan. I'm like, I'm buying your music. It's crazy. I could get it for free, but I'm buying your music because it's support. You know, support from within the industry. You know what I mean?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Stevie Stone, Level Up, June 2nd, right here, the Hype Magazine Live Sessions. We sure appreciate you, man. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Yeah, man.